So today we're going to talk about being hopeful, and I know somehow life has tried to beat you in various ways, try to show you that, or maybe you've been in a situation where things haven't been going the way you thought they would, the way you had prepared them in your mind, the way you had visualized them, the way you want them to be. But that's life, and life teaches us so many things, and it always opens up our eyes to see it in a diverse way. So, being hopeful, why did I decide to talk about being hopeful? In this life, each and every day, we encounter different situations. We encounter different challenges, we encounter motivation, inspiration. Sometimes we encounter things that can really take you to that space where you don't know if even existing in this world is even proper, or like you're just like, why am I existing in this world? It's life. And so many of us have a different face in our lives. My story is different from your story, even though we share the same storyline. The way we execute it is different, and that's why we are different. So when you come to narrate your story, it's very different, though majority can relate to it. So even though you face a lot of issues, a lot of challenges in your life, let me tell you, when you're hopeful, it means there's something that is telling you inside you that you haven't yet reached to your ultimate goal. It always gives you that drive to wake up and still continue pursuing this one thing, this one mission you want to achieve in your life. It might be even nobody knows what you really intend for yourself to achieve, and I do prefer it that way, that it's silent. Because it will make you be focused. Even though you are meeting so many challenges along the way, it will always talk to you and tell you, you haven't reached that vision you wanted to achieve. So go for it. That means you're hopeful. If you have been kind and somebody's children or child tried to diminish your kindness, tried to show you that, you know what, mean nothing or whatever, it means there's something they've seen in you that they lack. They wish they could have it, but instead of doing it and coming out clean to tell you they like what you have, they try to tarnish that light in you because it is good, it's bringing you good fortune, but they want to tarnish it. And I'm telling you, don't allow anyone to come and diminish what you have. Like, azime your motto upon, don't give them that chance. Instead, always pray that it may continue to be consistent. Because one day, one time, you'll be giving us that story, and you'll be motivating somebody's child out here. So, if you're a kind person, let me tell you, the society is so cruel to you. The society is made of me, another me, and another me, 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 me. And all of us have an opinion on what we want you to do. So it's a matter of you to scrap off the society, take that which is beneficial to you, and that which does not even benefit you, don't take it. Instead, showcase what you're capable of, even if the society, which includes me, does not believe in you. Just do it because there's somebody who believes in your dreams, even if nobody doesn't, even if your family doesn't, even if nobody else doesn't. There's someone, and that person is God. So stick with your God. Everything you go to tell people, please try to limit the things that you tell people. The things you tell me, tell God first, then come and tell me. Because when he comes to tell me, he'll give me the atmosphere to understand what you're saying. And he will definitely direct you to the right person. So when you're hopeful, all these things reveal themselves in its due time. sometime, you know, be hopeful. Whatever the situation that you're passing through in your life, be hopeful. Believe that that stage is gonna pass and you're gonna achieve what you want, and you're going for greater goals, and those goals will come back. So be patient, be hopeful, and let no one tarnish your name. Let no one azime moto yako ya kuwa mzuri. Kama umeamua kuwa mzuri, kuwa mzuri always. Wacha ukae ni kama wewe ni mjinga, lakini you know where you're heading to. So be that light that we need to see out here, and don't let anyone tarnish your name. So I hope this episode helps you. I'll meet you in my next episode, and stay tuned. Sorry I posted it on Saturday. I'll be posting it every Friday, and I hope that wherever you are, it will motivate you. I'll see you next in my episode. It's a my time.